Chrysanthemum Cliff and welcoming our special guest, Bright and Mary Brooke. Now, you're here for a very specific reason, and it has to do with getting down with a little Chrysanthemum Cliff candy cane action.
Oh, no. That's the most disturbing thing you could possibly say. Brooke cannot hear what you're saying, and I think that is absolutely for the best.
Okay.
But now she has to listen to this episode to find out. Brooke also has a cold, so we're going to do the best we can here. You're going to end up at a lot of holiday parties. Hopefully, like, do not try these at your work holiday party.
No.
That would be a terrible idea.
No, don't do that.
But maybe, like, if you get invited to a friend's holiday party, you could try these out. Maybe a stranger. Maybe just to random people in the street. I don't know.
Like bell ringers?
Yeah, like someone from the Salvation Army. Give this a try. Anyway, we're going to give these a try. The funny thing is these are actually from Parade magazine, that like insert that used to come in your like your newspaper. And some of these are like just to the left of Risqué. So I don't know. Maybe Parade's different than when I used to subscribe to the newspaper. Anyways, I'll put the entire list on there. There's 35, but I'm going to give Brooke a go on a couple of these. Are you ready? I mean, Brooke's ready. Are you ready, Heather?
Oh, I'm ready. I mean, Bright and Mary Brooke said yes to you once upon a time and continues to say yes to you every single day. So I'm feeling like you won't strike out with these pickup lines.
It's a miracle, Heather. It's a Christmas miracle, to be frank. So, all right, you ready? Here's the first one. Do I look like a drummer boy? Because you make my heart go brum-pa-pum-pum.
Ooh. I would respond to that. I like that.
It was good. How about just like Mariah, all I want for Christmas is you.
I feel like that's a good one too.
Like Joey reading me.
It is. Just like Joey from Friends. How about baby, it's cold outside, but I can keep you warm.
I think you've actually used that one.
I actually probably have used that one. Yeah. How about, do you feel like being a ho, ho, ho? I don't think
that would work. Oh, no. I'm going to thumbs down that one.
How about, I'd love to give you a jingle if you gave me your number. How about, are you a tree topper? Because you seem like a star.
I thought you were going to go angel on that, but that's good too.
Are you Rudolph? Because I'd love for you to guide my sleigh tonight.
I thought you were going to comment on the brightness of my nose.
Wow.
How about special delivery? Santa brought you the best Christmas gift. Me. Are you a jingle bell? Because we could go all the way. Want to have a not so silent night?
Whoa, I actually like that one a lot.
Want a Scrooge?
I don't even understand that one.
Nobody does. How about, are you my present? Because I'd love to unwrap you. Are you the Grinch? Because you've stolen my heart.
Doesn't make sense. Have they seen the Grinch?
It does not make sense at all. Anyway, I think all these are going to work, Heather. I say give any of these a try at your Christmas party, and like you will not go home alone. Which
no.
Also could be a pickup line about a Christmas movie.
OMG. These are so good. I don't even want to add anything.
That's the entire episode.
I think so. Mic drop moment. Chrysanthemum Cliff, incredible.